Bringing it back to Rosie on the House in our 7 o'clock hour, where we are Arizona's magazine of things to do and places to go. Highlighting Gila County all of the month of March, we're talking with Sandy Carson, president of the Northern Arizona Gila County Historical Society. She's at the Rim Country Museum right there at Green Valley Park in Payson, and we're highlighting Payson today. Payson, the heart of Arizona. Why is it called the heart of Arizona, Sandy?
Basically, it's just about mid-center, if you look at a map and measure. A little tad east, but pretty much right there.
It's about the closest inhabited spot of the central part of the state, right?
Well, that too.
Well, tell us.
We're 90 miles from any place.
Well, and you know what? We got here in the early 60s, and I knew people that used to take the Beeline Highway when it was dirt, and I even knew people that had cabins in Payson that used to have to go up the Apache Trail because the Beeline Highway wasn't even cut yet.
That's before 1933, yes.
Wow.
It would take you all day to get there. We take it so for granted. It's from Phoenix right now. It's an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah,
right.
You're there in hardly any time. I love it that it's four lane almost the whole way now.
It's a lot different.
It's pretty dry.
And Sandy, you were telling me that the actual town of Payson didn't get paved till what, the 70s? Is that right?
Yes, basically the second half of the 1970s when the Payson became incorporated in 1974, and the first mayor got a lot of the streets paved.
That blows my mind.
Now, let's talk about y'all's ongoing battle with Prescott as to who has the oldest rodeo.
Well, we'll concede that perhaps Prescott had it a year or so earlier, but they apparently missed 1 or 2 years during World War II.
Okay,
so and Payson hasn't missed.
So Payson is the oldest
continuous
rodeo, not in Arizona, but in the country, right?
Well, that's what we say. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's what you say, I'm gonna support you, and I'll say that too. Hey, y'all have an event coming up. What that Jennifer found that I've never known about, but it's this Arizona Authors Fair.
Well, last year was the first one.
Oh man!
And it was a huge success. It was very successful.
Sandy, I have to tell you, I'm finding things to sell just to come up there with wads of cash. And I mean, I am a bookaholic, and I've got books by Jinx and Jane Pyle and Marguerite Noble and. Man, the fact that I could actually meet a couple of these people.
Marguerite, Sandy, when you see him coming, will you just tell him that the rule of the festival is you have to leave a book for every book you buy? I have no place left to live.
Yeah, I'm a bookaholic too, so I understand that.
Well, and y'all have the Fiddler's Fair coming up, right?
Fiddler's Contest will be later in the year, yes. Yeah. We have a car show. Really great car show in April that takes place.
Y'all have a lot of great places to stay. At Payson, Arizona. It's a home of all seasons. It's 90 miles from anywhere, but it's the heart of Arizona.
Hey, Sandy, I wanted you to share with Rosie a little bit. We talked yesterday about Marguerite Noble, one of Arizona's authors. She wrote the book Fillory. And you have a little project you're working on your website.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. Yes, Marguerite, she wasn't a pioneer in this area, but she was born in Tonto Basin. But among being an author, a teacher, a historian, in 91 and 92, I believe it was, she did a minute a day, a little history clip for KMOG radio up here. And a few years ago, KMOG and Marguerite's son, Roger Buchanan, gave us the rights to those tapes. And so wanting to get them out, we are starting to put them on our webpage, rimcountrymuseums.com. And so you can hear Marguerite's voice. And she ranged all over history of Arizona. Not, you know, a lot of them here, but Rough Riders, all sorts of things that she covered in those one-minute slots she wrote herself.
They're very sweet. I was listening through some of them. How many do you think you have up now?
Oh, probably less than 20, and there's 450 of them.
You've taken on a lifetime project.
It just takes a
little
while of getting them edited.
And Sandy, what is the website we can actually listen to Marguerite's voice tell these stories? What's that website?
RimCountryMuseums.com.
Awesome. Well, that's fantastic. Well, again, Miss Sandy, we'd sure like to express our appreciation for getting you on the phone this morning on a Saturday morning and visiting with us about the great area of Payson in northern Gila County.
Well, I appreciate doing it.
All right. Well, we'll see you up at the museum someday in the very near future.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Thanks a million. I'm wondering, Arizona listeners, when y'all, if you don't have a cabin up there in the Payson area, where do you like to stay when you go? You know, there are some great places up there in that area. I mean, Jennifer and I stayed at the old original Coles Ranch. That's actually where we spent our honeymoon back in March of 1978.
It looks a little different now.
But it looks a little different now. They've got all the little cabins along the stream that are very nice. There's another place called Cherry Creek Lodge, which is really kind of new, over in the Young area. They have another place called Dead Broke Corral, which is a bed and breakfast. I believe, I'm going to have to do some study on the history here, but I believe it is a house that was actually of the Tewksbury family that we talked about last week in the Tewksbury-Graham feud, the Pleasant Valley Wars. So you'd be staying in one of the family's homes right there. And you know what, Jennifer? They've got corrals that on their website says you can even bring your horses.
Sounds like a place we need to try out.
And there's the Verde River Rock House on the East Verde. And then the Tonto National Bridge. I've got to call Tonto National Forest and see when are they going to open that Goodfellow Lodge up for lodging. They were supposed to have that ready just about now for opening.
They've done a lot of restoration. And we took the grandsons up there last year. Just a great place to spend an afternoon.
It is. So there is our highlight on Payson, north of Gila County. When we get back, we've got this day in history, as well as let's talk about the Arizona staycation that you can only register to win at one place, Rosie on the house.com.